You know, a lot has changed since those days of Nixon dipping his toes in the mysterious dark waters of communist China. Contrast that with today's China and the explosion there of opinion about the trial of someone who could have risen to the heights of party chair, Bo Xilai. The second day of his trial wrapped today. Foreign journalists are still barred from the courtroom, but the government continued to post transcripts of the proceedings in real time, and the account has taken on a life of its own online. Rachel Liu is co-editor of the online news site Tea Leaf Nation that analyzes Chinese social media.
A lot of people are kind of saying, hey, this guy, you know, is pretty eloquent, he's logical, and he seemed to know the law very well. And a lot of people are saying, you know, I've kind of become a fan of him, you know, after yesterday's proceedings. So that was really interesting.
I mean, and the transcripts themselves, I mean, it's such a contrast from years ago when the Chinese government was tight-lipped about everything. What kind of things are you seeing? Just little nuggets in these transcripts. Anything surprising?
The minutia of information about his family life, stuff about how his son wanted a Segway and this businessman sort of offered to pay for it, how his son wanted, you know, go to Africa, to Kilimanjaro, and to charter a plane, and this businessman, you know, paid for it. And there's a conversation apparently he had about his son about some meat that he brought back from Africa as proof that he had knowledge about his son's trip. But you know, on the scheme of things, when Chinese people are used to hearing how corruption usually runs into the millions of dollars or tens of millions of dollars for officials who are at a much lower level than Bo Xilai, you know, this just seems like really not that big of a deal to them. You know, a lot of people are saying online, you know, is this all you got?
The fact that Bo Xilai seems to be getting some sympathy from followers of this trial online, do you think the transparency that the Chinese government is trying to present with this so-called open trial, is it backfiring in any way on them?
It's hard to say. I mean, if they're really trying to say, you know, we are open and transparent, I think they're gaining some credibility on that. The legal community has been talking about this online, and the rough consensus is the proceedings are according to the letters of the law. As a procedural matter, it's being conducted well. But on the other hand, the government trying to portray Bo Xilai as this man who is corrupt and who is evil in some way, I think then they don't have a lot of luck in that. He came off as a guy who's eloquent and logical and relatively clean.
Rachel Liu, we'll leave it there. Rachel Liu is co-editor of the online news site Tea Leaf Nation. She's joined us from Hong Kong. Thanks very much, Rachel.
Thank you.